Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Gosh, girl, I am so glad that you're alive today. Thank you for inviting me into your morning. I am here to help you get this day started right, offer a bit of a different perspective on this day, and I bet it will change how the day goes. Here we go. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is In the Battle. Listen up, okay? God needs your cooperation today. He is trying to work in your life. He's trying to pave the way. He's trying to guide you into his ultimate and best plan, but he needs you to cooperate. There's one thing we keep doing that hinders God's work and allows the enemy to gain a foothold. And this one thing is something most of us struggle with without even realizing the danger. So what is it? What are we doing that is hindering God's work in our own lives? Quite simply, we keep running our mouths. Feel that? Yeah, that's conviction. That's God's spirit pinging in you right now, guiding you to a better way, saying, hey, this is for you. In Exodus chapter 14, the Israelites are being chased by the Egyptians, and they have every reason to be scared, every reason to want to turn around and go back. But their instructions were very clear. Verse 14 in the Message translation says, God will fight the battle for you, and you keep your mouths shut. Be quiet. If you're facing a battle right now, understand God wants to fight it for you. He wants to defend you. He's able to bring victory. But you have a job to do. And that job is to zip your lip, shut your face, girl, stop talking about it. Let God fight this for you. Take a seat and be silent. But when I'm under attack, I have a natural defense. I lash out. And then after I lash out, I like to retell the story to anyone who will listen. Are you the same? We build our defense by talking about it. And did you know when we do that, we hinder the victory God has planned for us? He doesn't need you to lash out. He doesn't need you to tell everyone your side of the story. What he needs is your cooperation. Here's the problem. If we're busy complaining and telling our side of the story, we're not praying. The answer is always pray about it, not complain about it. How often do we seek the opinion of others without first seeking the direction of God? Did you know that your words have the power to steal your peace and your victory? God has a plan to redeem you fully. Every hardship or wrongdoing against you has been seen. He's fully aware, and it will be used for your good. But girl, you gotta get out of the way. When you lash out in anger, speak out of turn, pipe up with your complaints, your side isn't being built. Understand, you're only giving the enemy ammunition. Satan wants you to be busy fighting, so you're distracted from your mission. Every time you retell the story, every time you engage in the argument, every time you complain about the situation, you are loading bullets in the weapon pointed directly at you. I promise it is possible to be under attack and still have peace. It is possible to be in the battle and retain your joy. You can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, because God is with you and he will comfort you. You're not in this alone. Oh, if you could only see God leaning in over you to protect you. If you could only see the angel armies of heaven on their way to defend you. If you could see it, you'd easily keep that mouth shut. Even though you can't see it, will you trust it? Do you trust that God is for you and not against you? If you do, you know what they're saying about you has zero impact. Who can be against you? No one. Let them talk. You keep your mouth faithfully shut and those lips zipped. God wants to fight for you. Victory is yours if you don't screw this up. You have one clear instruction here. Keep your mouth shut. No complaining. No building up your side of the story. No fighting and arguing. No lashing out. Cooperate with God and let him do the fighting. I remember a time several years ago when there was a personal attack against my family, my team, and my people. It was harsh, it was unfair, and honestly, it was just untrue. And everything within me wanted to stand up and defend myself and set the story straight. And I woke up one morning totally fed up with the nonsense, fully prepared to lash out on my attackers. And as I was typing out my planned defense, I overheard my husband listening to a T.D. Jakes sermon. And you know what the scripture was that day in that sermon? Yeah. Exodus 14:14. God will fight the battle for you. And you? You keep your mouth shut. It was not what I wanted to do that day. Every ounce of my flesh was crying to speak out and put others in their place, to prove myself innocent, to defend my family and my team, to save what we had worked so hard to build. But God was so clear that day. He promised he would fight the battle for me. I just needed to cooperate by shutting my mouth. And dang, that's hard, isn't it? So I have to wonder who's listening today, just like I was listening on that day and heard that scripture, and it was divinely timed to keep me from opening my mouth and saying all kinds of things that I shouldn't say, but I felt like saying. I wonder who else was about ready to unleash their tongue today. Who was about ready to retell the story for the 100th time to build your side? And God so perfectly placed Exodus 14:14 in your ear today. God will fight the battle for you. And you keep your mouth shut. I'm going to tell you something. That's exactly what God did for us. I never had to defend myself. My silence eventually silenced my enemies. And with a bit of perspective, I realized I was battling more than confused people who had a twisted story. I was battling the true enemy who knew what God was doing. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against the people you think you're fighting. But this is a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Hey, guess what? You can't fight a spiritual battle with your natural words. This isn't about what they're doing or what he or she is saying. This is a spiritual battle over eternal impact. You have no idea the battle happening all around you. The enemy knows your potential. Things of tremendous value are at risk here. And the only way to fight this is to keep your mouth shut and pray. God will do the fighting. Stop handing the enemy ammunition with your unruly mouth and unbridled tongue. Every time we complain, we build the enemy's case against us. Every time we speak in anger, we stop the flow of God's love. Every time we build our story, we build walls that close us in and keep us from our true potential. that every time we stand in faith and obey God by trusting Him to fight for us, as we stop complaining and refuse to retell the story, God moves on our behalf. For the Israelites, when they stopped complaining, God parted the Red Sea for them to pass through safely on dry ground while He swallowed up their enemies. He made a way. Read Exodus 14 for yourself. Right after they get their instructions of God says, hey, I'm going to fight for you. You keep your mouth shut. He parts that Red Sea. He swallows up their enemies. He will do the same for you, my sister. He will make a way. He will faithfully guide you. He will fight for you. But you have to be quiet here. God, help us to control our mouths. Convict us of our words. Strengthen us to fight this battle with our prayers and our praises to you. You have shown us a better way. We now know better. May we do better. Come on, today, let's just do better. God is showing us how. We know better now. So today, let's just do better. Control our mouth. Bring that tongue back into obedience. Stop lashing out. Stop arguing. Stop complaining. Stop retelling the story. Stop trying to build your defenses. And let God fight for you. Timely, huh? Wow. Only God can do that. All right, my sister, I want to pray with you today. Come on and join me. Good morning, Papa God. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for fighting for us. Thank you that your good plans have not been canceled. Thank you, Lord, that you have a way right through this, and all you need is our cooperation. So, Lord, we want to cooperate with you today. We want to do better today. Help us to control our mouths. Convict us of our words. Strengthen us so we can fight this with our prayers and with our praises. God, forgive us for all the times that we have gotten this wrong, for all the times that we have not shut our mouths, for all the times that we have retold the story over and over and over again, sometimes twisted and sometimes one-sided. Lord, please forgive us of that. And I pray that we do better today. I pray that we trust you and we see you at work. Thank you, Lord, for everyone you've brought to hear this today. I pray over their families. I pray for your provisions and your protections. I thank you so much for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, I hope you have a beautiful day of life. I would love to meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.